The Steve Gruber Show. American values with Midwestern common sense.
In the shuffling madness of the locomotive breath runs the all-time loser headlong to his death. Oh, it feels a piston scraping, steam breaking on his brow.
All right, welcome back to it. Fear is an insidious virus. Given a breeding place in our minds, it will permeate the whole body of our work. Fear will eat away our spirit and block the forward path of our endeavors. Fear is the greatest enemy of progress. Progress moves ever on and does not linger to consider microscopically the implications of each particular action. Only small and ever cautious minds see the shadows of lurking enemies and dangers everywhere and shrink away from the increased efforts needed to overcome them. Fear is met and destroyed with courage. Fear is met and destroyed with courage. Again and again, when the struggle seems hopeless and all opportunity lost, some man or woman with a little more courage, a little more effort, brings victory. James Bell wrote that, and I bring that to you because I want to, you know, I know that people are sometimes, you are sometimes overwhelmed. So am I sometimes when I read the headlines. All this negative, all this negative, all this negative. Don't give up. Fear is insidious, but the virus can be treated by courage and by standing up, not by taking a knee, by standing up and pointing out what is good. And you point out what is good by arriving at an average. I mean, you hear people say, well, Thomas Jefferson was a slave owner, and these people owned slaves, and so therefore, we how could we have a constitution made by them? You look at the average of the individual. And do they bring an average win or an average loss? Are they an asset or a liability? And if people on balance are an asset, then you should keep them around and try to fix the liability. On average. And when you need a little bit of hope, where do you go for a little bit of hope? I go a couple of places. Obviously, I read the Bible here and there. But also, when it comes to politics, I return to Ronald Reagan. Now, did we get that taken care of with the Ronald Reagan? Because I want to share something with you, and I want to share something with you from Ronald Reagan. It's from a 1975 interview with Johnny Carson. Something to share with you today, because I think that when you're in doubt about America and good politicians, they do exist, and good governance does exist, and hope does exist, and the ability to change things that you don't like does exist. It existed with Ronald Reagan, and it exists with you now. Here's Ronald Reagan with Johnny Carson, 1975. Go.
I'll start with the biggest highlight. The first of all was proving that some things I'd long believed as a citizen would work, that you could introduce common sense in government, and after the first traumatic shock, you kind of made some of it work. I still say that the answer to our problems in this country, even at the national level, is to have a law that says there is a percentage limit of the people's earnings that government cannot go beyond without the consent of the people.
You're talking about, well, you're talking about the gross income of the country and how much they can appropriate for for federal projects.
See, when you and I were boys back in the Midwest,
right,
governments, federal, state, and local, were only taking about 15 cents out of every dollar earned. Today, they're taking almost half of every dollar earned in the United States. And most people don't realize it because the taxes are hidden in the so-called business taxes. You know, the politician that stands up and yells, oh, let's save the little man, let's tax business, and everybody yells hooray. But they haven't figured out that every tax on business is just a part of the cost of production. And the customer winds up paying it when he buys the product. It's a hidden sales tax. There's 116 of them in the suit of clothes that each one of us is wearing.
And a million more you've never heard of. I've always believed that common sense would work, and after the initial shock, as he put it, Ronald Reagan, after the initial shock wears off, well, you realize, well, you can get some things done. Common sense today would shock the system of so many, but it seems now is more important than ever. We need to shock people back into reality. And again, drive home the fact that America is the greatest country on earth. I know, because millions of people want to come here every year. And if we allowed 5 million people a year to come here, they would come. If we allowed 10 million people to come here every year, they would come. So this whole notion that somehow America is a bad and oppressive place is bunk. It's garbage. It's nonsense. It's propaganda fed to you by people that would like to see the Constitution removed, which would make America just like everybody else. And they would stop coming. Because if you build it, they will come. If you tear it down, they will not. And the Constitution of this country, it is the founding document, the longest serving government in the history of the world. Should also tell you something. Tell people the truth about America, and tell people the truth about the Constitution and the rights that we enjoy. Because anybody that would tell you that in pursuit of a better country, we will limit the freedom of speech. We will eliminate the right to keep and bear arms. We will make the place better by gutting the Constitution are fools. And anybody that follows that path are fools with them. You know that, and so do I. So I say do the positive thing. Point to all the great things that Americans have done. From freeing the slaves, which we did 85 years after we became a nation, to all the great things we've done in world history, in the world wars, or in developing great technology in communications and transportation and medication. All of the great things that Americans have done, and putting men on the moon and doing big things, great things, proud and wonderful things. That's what you used to talk to people about. And going forward in this program, we'll talk more about that. I want to talk about the good news stories in America. And the things that people are doing that are good things in America, because there are plenty of them. And so whenever you feel like you've been worn out a little bit by the propaganda, don't despair. The truth will break through. It will. We'll do it here. We'll do it elsewhere. America's the greatest nation in the history of nations for a reason. You're one of those reasons. Stand up and be proud. 52 after.